I felt like they had the existing players to be better than they have been, meaning Jordan Barnes, Tyreek Key, Christian Williams, Cooper Neese, those players who showed flashes last year, but, you know, especially Tyreek Key, but, you know, it didn't really fall together last season. So I felt like those players were a good base to build on. It was just a matter of whom else was going to contribute. And what's happened is for the first time I've been covering Indiana State, they have a legitimate front line. And Jake LaRavia and Trey Williams have both been, both been revelations. I think people thought LaRavia in particular was going to be good because he had a breakout season in Indianapolis's best league last year. He sort of fell into their lap. He originally committed to SIU Edwardsville, and when his stock rose, he reopened his commitment. And there was some low-level interest from the Big Ten, but Indiana State showed the most immediate interest, and he signed on the dotted line. So I think people were excited about him. But, you know, I mean, people get excited about players all the time. You never know until they actually get here. And he's been he's been as advertised, according to the hype he had. So. So when they went to Dayton and they played Dayton in their opener and played them basically down to the last possession, Jordan Barnes missed a three-pointer, that would have tied the game. That showed me that, okay, maybe this team has some ability.